WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursula, topping our report this hour. As Hurricane Michael turns its attention to South Carolina, Florida Governor Rick Scott says the state National Guard got into Mexico Beach and found 20 people who survived a direct hit. The town was so difficult to reach with roads covered by fallen trees, power lines, and other storm debris. Entire blocks near the beach have been washed away, rows of other homes smashed to pieces. At least two deaths have been reported so far, a man in Tallahassee and an 11-year-old girl in Georgia. Jersey drivers who want to use their licenses ID at the airports are in luck. Federal officials will accept them for another year, but a change is coming. You can use your driver's license as ID to board a plane until October 10th, 2019. New Jersey has the highest property taxes in the nation, but do you know how your taxes are allocated and what's at work when you pay your tax bill? The New Jersey Homeowner's Guide to Property Taxes, published by the NJ Society of CPAs, says
provides the New Jerseyans a simplistic reference to go to understand their property taxes and how they were computed.
CEO Ralph Albert Thomas says the 16-page free guide talks about when the payment is due, the assessment, and the calculation of property taxes, which differs among each municipality. A top executive at RWJ Barnabas will keep her job after being placed on leave for posting a racial comment on Facebook regarding police officers in the Fairlawn schools. Micheline Davis wrote, "Who is going to train them not to shoot black children first?" She first lied and said she was hacked, and then later admitted it and apologized for the comment. The company released a statement saying after reviewing their policy on social media, Davis is still the right person for the job. Englewood Cliffs Police Chief Michael Chaffee has been placed on administrative leave without pay for 120 days while he's being investigated for threatening former council president Carol McMorrow. There are recordings of Chaffee saying he would like to kill her, but knows he can't. Do you like where you live? Rutgers economist James Hughes says suburban communities in Jersey that have walkable downtowns with different amenities are on the upswing, while many areas that don't are in decline. So
they really have to think about how do we create a multifunctional center, and those are the types of areas that attract young people, that attract millennials.
He adds large malls and suburban office complexes that were very popular in the 70s and 80s are no longer relevant.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on.